to talk about sex. There's lots I don't know.
How do I hit the G-spot?
Does size matter?
How do I put a condom on with my mouth?
Help me out.
I want to learn. Should I worry about ED?
What's a Cleveland steamer?
How do I last longer?
Can I withhold as punishment?
And what about anal?
Talk to your kids about having sex. Do it early and do it often. Because we've stopped doing it in schools.
Come on, Dad.
Speak up, Mom.
Don't be such a pussy.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, January 4th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, if you want to fuck a lobster, you better do it by October 1st. Plus, Nick Jr. claims another life, and monkey prostitutes. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast and the week with a great program. At the top of the show, have you guys heard of vagina dentata? I think that's how you pronounce it. I just call it pussy teeth. Yes, vagina dentata is Latin for toothed vagina, and it's a story frequently told as a cautionary tale, warning of the dangers of having sex with whores, basically. Watch out! That bitch could have a saber-tooth snatch. It's a very educational program here on Distorted View. So yeah, a lot of like Native American tribes have their own vagina dentata or dentata stories. One of them, and according to Wikipedia, this is where I'm getting the information from, a fish inhabits the vagina of the terrible mother. The hero is the man who overcomes the terrible mother, breaks the teeth out of her vagina, and so makes her into a woman. And the pussy lived happily ever after. It's like a fairy tale. So, the idea for the Rapex condom, you remember that device that women stick in their pussy, and then when a rapist tries to attack them, a bunch of little tiny sharp teeth attach themselves, like they're hooks basically, attach themselves to the skin of the penis, and when the guy tries to pull out because he's in pain, basically rips his flesh. That device is kind of based on these myths. It's called the Rapex. Another device sort of looks like a tampon with just a giant spike shooting out of it. And it's, I think it's spring-loaded, so you push the spike down, then you put it in your vagina, and when something tries to penetrate it, the spring-loaded spike shoots out into the guy's dick hole. Did you fucking see that? I bet you it feels fucking fantastic, impaling your dick hole like that. So those are just a couple of things. Now, the reason why I mention this today is I don't know if you've heard of this new movie coming out. It's called Teeth. It's apparently a real movie. They just added the trailer to YouTube a little over a month ago. Let's take a listen to it. And I'm going to post this on the DV blog so you can check it out for yourself. It's more visual, I guess.
All right. What can I do for you, miss? Is this your first time?
Okay.
So I imagine you have no idea what to expect.
Not really.
Don't worry. I'm not going to bite you.
See what he did there? A little bit of foreshadowing. Woman going in for her, I guess, some sort of vaginal exam.
Lie down. Put your feet right in here.
Okay.
Huh.
Are you sexually active?
No. I just want to be checked out.
I gotta be honest with you. The real reason I'm here is because I think my pussy has a few cavities. Could you just check it out? I'm hoping this isn't going to require a root canal.
I hope the movie tackles those type of issues, like, what kind of toothpaste does her pussy like? Does she floss? Does she use mouthwash? She's not the gargle with Summer's Eve or something.
I think there might be something weird going on inside.
What did you put in here?
What did you put in here? I'm already hearing Oscar buzz.
What did you put in here?
Pussy ate his face off so hard. Okay, according to what the hell is it? Hollywood. The Hollywood Reporter. It's the most alarm. I'm sorry, it's written very small. The most alarming cautionary tale for men since Fatal Attraction. What? It won at Sundance?
There is something inside of me that's lethal. Dentata.
What?
It's Latin for teeth.
Ah, yes, dentata. It's the stuff of primal phobia and nightmare, says Ray Jinsk of Box Office Maguire Magazine. It's written really, really small.
It's what's inside me.
I hope to God Pussy Control is on the soundtrack here.
Are you afraid?
Her pussy's eating him! And then it's going to eat me! Oh no!
Now say it, Pussy Control.
Are you ready?
And then they're going to eat me! Oh my God!
That's some fine acting right there. So look for Teeth coming out soon. I don't have any more information about it aside from the YouTube trailer. If anyone's seen it, let me know how it is. Sounds fantastic. Equally fantastic is the audio I have for you today of a brand new homeless guy freaking the fuck out. You know how I love these. My favorite homeless guy audio is this nonsense. That guy. We've played him a lot here on the show. I'm sure you've heard it. This new homeless guy audio, I gotta be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure that he is in fact homeless. I do know that he's completely naked and walking on the streets screaming nonsense, and that to me is plenty proof that he's homeless. All right, so let's hear what this nutjob has to say. Something about Bush.
I am the president of the United States.
Well, don't you think the president should be wearing a suit or something?
My name is
letting his dick hang out on the streets. Not very dignified.
My name is Melissa.
Oh, so apparently we do have the first woman president. This dude's name is Melissa.
I am Melissa.
Nice to meet you, Melissa. There you go. I'll bow down to President Melissa, the world's first naked, homeless leader. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got some great fist fuck audio. The problem with this is, in this video, there's some great noises being made. Like, she is really being pounded hard repeatedly. But they included this insane background music. Take a listen. It sort of drowns it out for a while. I feel like this is the beginning to a 1939 MGM picture or something. Doesn't really go well with what's being displayed on the screen. RKO Pictures presents The Toast of New York, starring Cary Grant, coming to a picture house near you. So you can sort of hear her in the background, but not really. It gets a little bit better, like, halfway through, so I'm just going to fast forward a bit. Because you really got to hear her scream. There you go. Cary Grant is really fist-fucking that broad. Oh, there we go. Fred Astaire's tap-dancing on her cunt. I love when guys are fisting a girl so hard that her whole body is shaking. Like using her pussy as a punching bag. You can just hear her shaking. There you go. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, like the video of me shit-faced drunk, and the pictures to go along with it. Plus, this weekend, we're going to have some Sideshow content up for you guys. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now. Support the show. I really appreciate it. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, first story we have for you today. Guess where it comes from. That's right. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes. I didn't know this interesting fact beforehand, but now that I do, it makes a whole lot of sense. Did you know, right now in Florida, it's legal to fuck a giraffe? See what I mean? It makes perfect sense. Bestiality isn't a crime right now in Florida, so a St. Petersburg lawmaker has filed a bill for this year's legislative session that would make it a first-degree felony for people to have sex with animals. What a fuddy-duddy. Besides, what the hell are newspapers going to report on now? They've got nothing. Bestiality kept these people in business. Half the stories to come out of Florida are about, you know, guys who made their babies drink bleach and then they fucked a goat and stuck a rabbit in their ass or something. It's a sad, sad day. Representative Frank Peterman, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, crafted the bill to prevent anyone from knowingly committing bestiality. How would you unknowingly commit bestiality? My dick just fell into this cat's asshole. I thought I was putting on pants. I swear, I didn't know. Yes. Knowingly. Or knowingly permitting sex with animal at a property under his control. Also aiding another person to have sex with an animal, i.e. the Mr. Hands Clause. Senator Nan Rich filed an identical bill based on Peterman's request. She said she thinks there's a direct correlation between animal abuse and child abuse. I don't know. I see both sides of that argument, actually. I mean, if you're going to stick a chicken on your dick, it's not that much of a stretch to, you know, fuck an infant or something. Both are going to be incredibly messy. But on the flip side, at least with an animal, they might get into it. I've seen fucking cats in heat, man. They'll let anything fuck it. I was changing the channels with the remote and the cat's ass was fucking up in the air, begging for it. The worst sound when a cat is in heat. Backing its ass up into the remote. Alrighty. So yes, Rich said bestiality is a serious crime that deserves strong consequences. Quote, property taxes and insurance are issues that are incredibly important to all Floridians, but the moral value that we place on issues are also important. And I think this is a moral issue. We don't stop passing legislation that's good public policy just because we're dealing with insurance. Blah, blah, who the fuck cares? The bestiality bill was pitched to Peterman at the behest of the Panhandle Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS. Last year, a Walton County man raped a pregnant goat. Of course, Florida. Killing it and the twins inside of it. Wow, he really gave it to it hard. I'd kind of be bragging about that. Yeah, I fucked a goat. I fucked it so hard I killed its fetuses. What can I say? I've got a rod of darkness. Kills anything it touches. I'm the grim fucker. Rich, who does not own an animal, said it's important to outlaw sexual contact and sexual contact with animals. Sexual contact, by the by, means touching or fondling either directly or through clothing of an animal's sexual... So you can't try to get around with a loophole, dressing a goat up in a sweater or something. It's not gonna fly in Florida. They're on to you. Try to be tricky with it. This is a mouthful. Check this out. Sexual contact means, quote, contact, however slight, between the mouth, sex organ, or anus of a person and the sex organ or anus of an animal, or any penetration, however slight, of any part of the body of the person into the sex organ or anus of an animal, or any penetration of the sex organ or anus of the person into the mouth of the animal for a person's gratification. That's according to the bill. Let me translate. Don't suck jelly out of an animal's ass. Leave that shit to prisoners. People are also not allowed to photograph or film animal sex for the purpose of sexual gratification. Say goodbye to Beast Tube in Florida. Or sell or transmit images of animal sex. Rich said there's room for compromise on her bestiality bill. All right, blowjobs are okay. Now can we push this thing on through? Thank you very much. Yes, Rich said there's room for compromise on her bestiality bill, and she might consider lessening the punishment in order for it to pass. The bill would take effect on October 1st, so you have a little while to get that last-minute fucking in. You know your pet rabbit is just begging for it. You can practically hear that little furball screaming, "Fuck the shit pellets out of me! Harder! Harder!" It's a Cadbury bunny being fucked. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the United Kingdom. A four-year-old British girl. Ooh, let me get my audience laughter ready. Longtime listeners of the program know when I start off a news story by saying a four-year-old girl, that means something horrific happened to her. Yes, a four-year-old British girl accidentally hanged herself trying to imitate a scene from the cartoon Go Diego Go, which airs on Nick Jr., part of the Nickelodeon lineup. Yes, poor Paige Brown. Die, Paige, die. It's a new Nick Jr. program. Paige Brown was playing in her room New Year's Day when she attempted to reenact a stunt in which a character swings on a zipline with what looks like a harness attached to his neck. The hairband Brown used to swing herself apparently became caught on a hammock where she kept her stuffed animals. So sad. Brown's... I don't know why I'm laughing. This is horrible. Brown's parents found her hanging with her hairband around her neck... I know. I live for these feel-good stories, too. Yes, Brown's parents found her hanging with her hairband around her neck. They tried to resuscitate their daughter before an emergency helicopter arrived, landing in a park near their home. Despite efforts of those on the scene, Brown was pronounced dead on arrival. We need to find a casket and a graveyard to bury our daughter. Would you like to help? You would? Great. Let's pick out a casket. We liked our daughter, but I wouldn't go so far as to say we loved her. So let's find an inexpensive casket. There are cherry caskets and maple caskets and bronze caskets. Do you know what would be the cheapest? Right, particle board. Let's get Paige a particle board casket. God damn, I wish I had a children's show. Go, Timmy, go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Paris. Selling sex is said to be humankind's oldest profession, but it may also have deep evolutionary roots, according to one study into our primate cousins, which found that male macaque monkeys pay for intercourse by using grooming as currency. So the next time you're at the zoo, it's perfectly okay for you to point and scream, "You cheap monkey whores!" Because they are. They're cheap monkey whores, using grooming as currency. I'm gonna try that next time I get a prostitute. Instead of paying you, how about I just pick the crabs out of your pubes? And then promptly call her a cheap monkey whore. Michael Goomert, or Goomert. That's how you say it in French. Of the Nanyang Technological University in Singapore made the discovery in a 20-month investigation into 50 long-tailed macaques. In Indonesia, on average, females had sex 1.5 times per hour. Monkey whore! Monkey whore! But this rate jumped to 3.5 times per hour immediately after the female had been groomed by a male, and her partner of choice was likely to be the hunky monkey that did the grooming. I hope female human prostitutes read this story and get inspired. 3.5 times an hour? That's a lot of sex! Yes. Market forces also acted on the value of the transaction. What? If there were several females in the area, the cost of buying sex would drop dramatically. A male could buy a female for just 8 minutes of nitpicking. But if there were no females around, he would have to groom up for almost 16 minutes before sex was offered. The work supports the theory that biological market forces... Wow, this really should be on CNBC or something. Can explain social behavior, says British Weekly. There is a very well-known mix of economic and mating markets in the human species itself, said Ronald Ngo of France's University of Strasbourg. There are many examples of rich old men getting young, attractive ladies. Well, that is certainly true. Interesting. I never thought I'd be interested in science. That is, until I learned about monkey prostitute research. I want to be a scientist now. That's how the devil conceals God's truth. It's not a coincidence that if you rearrange the letters in science, you get... wrecked souls. frightening. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, Tim, it's Green Silo Guard from the forum.
Hey.
What up, your DV freaks?
Green Silo Guard is the guy who created all those YouTube videos, like me singing Blue and stuff like that.
Oh, sideshow freaks, rather.
They're like Rick Rolls.
Yeah. Sorry, my brain is boggled. It's like 3:30-something in the morning.
That's okay.
Anyway, I'm starting to think of running out of ideas for videos to make. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for...
Oh.
Audio, and if you had like a theme, an idea, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Give me any ideas, I'm willing to take them.
All right, well, why don't I throw this out to the freaks, and you guys can post this in the message board or whatever. What sort of videos would you like to see on YouTube with Distorted View Audio? We've done Blue. I'm Blue, Deeble, Deeble. And a couple other ones. So, what would you guys like to see? Is he crying? Aww. That's a good homeless guy impression.
Hey, Tim, this is Tyler calling here. I was just going to tell you that I'm listening to your show and I'm only 13. I've been listening to the show.
Shame on you.
And I'm probably not going to become a person, but when I get older, I want to become a personally designed video game. And I'll try to make a video game and just kill old people.
Oh, well, it's funny you mention that, because I've got a guy who actually, like, does that for a living, like, is a software developer, does games and stuff like that, and he wants to work on something, and that was actually the idea that I threw out that we were talking about, is doing a Flash game where you have to round them up and put them in some sort of, like, euthanizing device. They explode or something, so hopefully something will come of that.
Hey, Fiona Riggs listening from Philly, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
And
a Jew to boot.
Who told everybody that they lost the game? Go rot in hell. I've been trying so hard not to lose the game, and I fucking lost the game.
I know.
I've gone so goddamn.
I had no idea we were playing a game.
Well, actually, I guess I didn't really lose the game because you can't lose if somebody tells you about it.
Oh.
And just so you know, the game is just an idea. Somebody else can explain it to you. Bye.
Oh, okay. I'm still confused.
Annyeong.
Annyeong!
Hey, Tim. New side.
Did I tell you that my sister got me, for Christmas, a Bluth Company shirt? Very cool. I'll wear
hey,
it on
Tim.
One of my video casts.
New sideshow member here. Love the show. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I was just at the store, and I'm sure you already know about this, but they have Coca-Cola circa 1899 bottles.
Yes,
rather.
I have one.
With their big cylindrical...
What pisses me off about that is they're still using high fructose corn syrup. They should have used, like, the original formula with cocaine in it or something.
Yo, Tim, I'm still waiting for the soda jerk. Hey, it's CA out in Phoenix, Arizona. Just calling with a, some other information, something that just happened to me that you will not believe.
All right.
And makes me agree we should shoot all elderly. Just, you know, line them up against the wall.
See, I think that video game would be really successful.
In large amounts.
And there would be all sorts of controversy around it because, oh my god, where you're rounding up old people and putting them in a machine that explodes. Like, it would be a giant microwave. They would just explode. Like, remember that game Maniac Mansion where you could get the rat, or what was it, the mouse or a dog or something, and you could put it in the microwave and it would explode. Guts would be all over in the microwave.
Automatic weapon.
Like that.
I'm in the DQ line.
Of course you are.
Because my blood sugar's crashing and I need a...
Peanut Buster Parfait?
Yeah. I'm
or a moo latte.
New fat man. But here's the thing. Old fuckers in the car in front of me have to pass the sign that says... Please come inside to use your senior discount. Just spent 10 minutes arguing with the fucking kid at the DQ.
Oh, they don't. Old people don't like to move. If they're comfortable behind the wheel, they don't want to get out of their car. Ugh, awful.
Tim, it's the original underage listener, Nick from Connecticut here, and I have some fantastic news for you.
Oh.
You mentioned on the third show how you're looking for some 13 or 14 year old who had been listening to the show from 13 to 14 who might run for president. Well, I've been listening to the show since I was 12 or 13, have a huge interest in politics, plan to make it my major in college, and go into politics.
Well, sir, I want updates from you. At least once every year, I want to see how that's shaping out for you.
Hey, Jim. Just
if we could get a Distorted View listener in Congress, that would be fantastic.
Hey, Jim, just listen to Thursday's show.
I will be set. Because of government money coming my way.
Hey, Jim, just listen to Thursday's show. Just said that we lost the game. Well, fuck him. I just listened to the show. I've got 30 minutes before I can lose again. So everybody else just lost the game, too.
That's true. None of my listeners are winners.
Medication?
But we already knew that, right? We're all kind of fuck-ups here.
Medication? What medication, Tim? I've been taking meds for like 4 years.
Oh. The window lick. I thought you had Asperger's. I'm opening a chain of restaurants called Asperger's. Sink your teeth into an Asperger.
Hey, Tim. Violet from Phoenix again. Dude, I thought you had exposed me to everything. Vomit slurping, shit slurping.
Ding.
I thought I couldn't be shocked. Then I heard the cum slurper. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Was it the cum slurper or the cum snorter with up the nose? That is...
Thanks for keeping it.
I love crisp audio like that. Like, when you hear her snorting cum with a straw, it's so easy to visualize it because the sounds are so crisp. You know what I mean? Love playing that shit. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God! I'm Melissa. Vote for us a podcast. Dolly, subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Sorry the shows have been so sporadic and posted at weird times and stuff. We've had a bunch of guests over for the holidays, and it's kind of weird to do shows when there's so much commotion going on, but everyone has left. Hopefully things will get back to normal now. Oh, by the way, guess who moved down to Columbus? Just today, as a matter of fact. Joey Donatone. I can't get rid of him. He follows me wherever I go. We're not living together, but, you know, he's back down here again going to school. So that's very exciting, right? You might hear Joey again. All right, if you guys are Sideshow members, I will have something posted for you this weekend. It might be a video cast, might be a whole show. Who knows? It's a big surprise. If you're not a Sideshow member, we will see you back on Monday to start a whole new week of shows. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff free.